Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Artists have always used the manipulation of color to express themselves. But as Bevel Conway, the Sidney R. Knopfel Assistant Professor of Neuroscience at Wellesley College, explains, an improved understanding of just how color is created by the brain is giving modern artists a creative advantage.
In some sense, paintings are the product of our brain's neural machinery, which has been sculpted during evolution and modified by cultural exposure and development. By examining artists' practices, my goal is to discover hints to how the brain works and gain insight into the impact of artists on culture. I'll describe an example focusing on color. The retina has three types of cone cells, which are responsible for color, but the brain does not mix the cone activity like a painter might mix primary paints. Instead, our brains calculate color by comparing cone activity across the visual scene. This explains why red appears redder on a green background, but it poses a challenge for painters because it means that the color of the marks they make will actually change as they paint. The color of the apple in the still life might seem perfect when the background is incomplete, but then appear radically and unpredictably wrong when the background is filled in. Artists have developed clever strategies that overcome and take advantage of the neural machinery for color. Paul Cézanne, for example, used a dynamic process developing the entire canvas more or less simultaneously. As a result, the color of the distributed patches could evolve in response to visual feedback. Henri Matisse used a different strategy. He left regions of unpainted canvas between the various painted regions. These white spaces or breathing lines protect against color contrast, so that the colors Matisse used when he first made the painted marks appear the same as they do in the finished painting. To fully understand the influence of these artists on art history, I argue that we benefit from knowledge of the neural mechanisms of color, which themselves are better understood in light of historical, cultural, and philosophical considerations of color.
That was Bevel Conway of Wellesley College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Rainbows are visions, but only